Welcome to the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.
It is the Queer Way of Life with me, Bougie Vika, with the one and only Katlego and Amanda. Yeah. And we're coming to you live, guys, from David Mashabela Studios. Yeah. And today we are joined by a fabulous young man, Archie Success. How are you, Archie?
I'm great, and yourself?
I'm good. So we're still here at David Mashabela Studios. And remember, if you want to come and shoot your podcast, very easy. Just email podcast@mashabela.co.za. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen,
Thank you.
So we have had like a few exciting episodes, yeah. And one thing that I've always wanted to talk about, it was mainly in terms of the LGBTQI living with albinism or living with disability. And I happened to chat to Archie, yeah. Like he was like, he loves the podcast so much. So I'm like, Archie, come, I want to do a show with you. Yeah. He's like, he says to me, I'm speechless. So he says, I'm speechless. Oh, sorry, are you deaf? I need to get a translator. Like, no, I mean, like, I'm speechless.
I was actually quite excited. Yeah. Like, I didn't expect that at all. It was like, I send you that message as a compliment to continue doing the podcast. Wow. Because of it, it helps a lot of us.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Nice,
thank
nice,
you.
Nice.
And when I spoke to you, I was like, listen, you represent so much in terms of LGBTQI. And when you said, you said to me, you're openly gay, I was like, eh? Yeah. How has it been, like, you obviously living with albinism and also being homosexual?
I don't know. It has been normal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right way to say, but it has been normal because I've never experienced homophobia out, like, from people walking or like from just a random person.
Yeah.
I've never experienced homophobia, so it has been normal. And like most of the time, older ladies like misgendering me, they'll be like, and even taxi drivers will be like working and be like, they'll be like, I'm like, do I look like a woman? Okay, it's okay.
What's your preferred pronoun? He, she?
Anything. Oh. Like, it doesn't change anything. I'm still a man. I'm still a guy, and
you said now it was hard for you. You went to boarding school all your life.
Yeah, like 12 years I've been in boarding school.
Why was that?
Simply because of mainstream schools cannot accommodate people with disabilities.
Oh,
yeah.
This is so sad, eh?
Yeah.
So I had my mother had to take me to a boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also now, when you are now gay, was that, did you have to do like a come out party? No. Or did you have to, like, how does that happen?
No, I didn't actually have to do anything.
Mm.
I've never really come out to anyone. Okay, except for like people I meet in varsity or like, yeah, younger people. But with my family, I've never really had to come out because of, they are always saying, you look like a girl, you act like a girl. I'm like, darling. So, that has never been a problem with me. So yeah. So with my mother, she's okay.
Mm.
Yeah. And that is actually a good thing.
And so now at UP, you in is it University of Pretoria?
Yes, definitely.
And now, actually, University of Pretoria, like, how's the treatment there? Do you get maybe rejected because of your skin condition sometimes when you try to date as well?
Actually, with my experience in UP, I've met like really lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been like discriminatory to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they've always been lovely and accepting, but I've always been scared of dating, obviously.
Why?
I have insecurities about my about my skin, my partially sightedness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is an insecurity on its own. So because of, I went to a boarding school all my life with other people with disabilities, I've never really had to deal with the fact that I have albinism, or I live with albinism and I cannot see. So when I finished my matric and went to varsity, that's when I was like, oh my goodness, so Now I have to deal with, I have to accept that I live with albinism. Mm. So yeah, in 2019, first year in varsity, I was actually scared of like walking to campus. I would actually come early.
This is me thinking, when I spoke to you, I thought you were 15.
I'm not. I'm actually not.
And his height as well. You think that he's?
I'm sure, but. Don't I look older, Yana?
No.
Seriously, I have beards. I shaved them.
You shaved them?
Yes.
Then maybe keep the beard.
No. I want to look cute and, handsome.
And handsome and everything.
Yeah.
So you're still saying?
I was still saying that when I went to varsity in 2019, that's mm-hmm. when I had to deal with my insecurities. I didn't have to deal with my sexuality because I've already knew that I'm gay from primary school. So that has never been a problem to me. Dealing with my sexuality, accepting that I'm gay. No, I've never.
And then the dating part?
Yeah.
I can't be gay.
That is a struggle. But I've dated one person when I went to varsity. Let's just say it didn't end well because of my insecurities. So I just had to break up. Like I thought maybe they wouldn't want to work with me in public because of I live with albinism or because of I'm short or because of like I'm a little bit chubby or like So I have so many insecurities now that I'm talking about them. It's actually scary and I need to. I'm dealing with them, but yeah.
I'm sure there is like facilities that can also, let's say if you are looking for help, there is people that can offer counseling, like Queer World. I would suggest that you give them a call. They're just going to help you go through it. But anyway, you mentioned to me before we started shooting that you've never attended Pride because of the very same insecurities. Have you received like some sort of a backlash from the community, or is it just generally a feeling that you have?
I've never attended it because of, let me just say, I didn't even have, I had one opportunity to attend Pride, but I actually decided not to go because of I didn't want to come out as like the gay person with albinism. I don't want to be known as like, oh, the gay person living with albinism. Like, I don't want to be the poster boy, gay, living with albinism. You know those things. Oh. Like, yeah. So I actually decided not to go. It was, the Pride was at campus. So I was like, I'm not going. And yeah.
Even though when you knew that a lot of people already are used to you being around the campus, you still had those insecurities. Do you think that it's something that you are still going to be in the process prolonging to, find yourself comfortable in your own skin?
I am comfortable in my own skin. There isn't actually, I think I've, like last 2020, I've done a lot of introspection because of obviously Corona. You become depressed and stuff. So I've done a lot of introspection and I've realized that, the reason, like, the source of my insecurities comes from the fact that I'm actually partially sighted, and like I cannot see people very far, and I'm an extrovert. I talk a lot. So I didn't want like to be rude to people. Sometimes I cannot like see people when they're passing because of maybe I am not used to them, because of obviously it's not just my eyesight helping me identify a person. I use like your body type, your height, the type of the style of clothing you like to wear. So it's actually a process for me to get to like identify a person when it's like when that person is very far. So like the reason why my insecurities are there is because of I'm an extrovert and I don't want to be rude to people saying that, oh, when I'm born and then I want to do medis. Or like when you're just passing, you don't greet people.
So because like South Africa is known for its violence and also the connotation of albino people being killed, do you fear for your life sometimes?
Because of I was in a security of a boarding school. To tell the truth, I've never feared for my life in my time at school. school because of our, I was in a boarding school, and you know, boarding school is basically like a prison unless if you go
you see Max Nana.
And it's funny how parents will say go to boarding school. And then you're just like bad.
they, you know, boarding school, but there are some boarding schools which are nice, but yeah, for me I've never really I've never really been threatened. But after, you know, high school and stuff, I remember I was visiting my father's side of the family at home. And then, like, obviously, I'm from Bush, Matsonga. Mm. So, and then this guy was like, Imali, or like Mali. Oh. And it hits me home. Because of, I was like, oh my goodness, okay. Breathe in and out. Calm down, don't overreact. Just carry on walking. Mm. And yeah, that's when I realized, okay, this thing is very serious. Not that I didn't take it serious before. Mm. It's just that I've never really had to experience that type that type of threat before. Mm. Yeah, and I didn't really talk to anyone about it because of obviously I don't know. I didn't talk to anyone about it. But like that was literally the first threat I've ever had to encounter in real life. After leaving, you know, my school, after leaving high school. Yeah.
And then now with you in terms of dating, what is it that you're looking for?
I don't know. Okay. For me, I don't want to say I had a different
gaze. You're still a virgin, right?
Oh. Oh wow. What a question.
23, right?
No, 21.
Oh, okay, so I'll take that as no, I'm not.
Oh my god. With dating, okay, let me just say this. If someone has grown up in a boarding school and they are straight up, okay, if someone is from a boarding school, you have like a different life experience than people who went to mainstream schools. Because for me, I realized I was gay in primary. So already like I realized, okay, I'm gay. And the way some people doing shady stuff, like having sex, I don't know if
that,
obviously, yeah. So they were having sex.
18.
So you can imagine I'm exposed to that at a very young age in school. And it was older people. So yeah, that's when I was like, okay, I'm gay.
And with dating, would you like do online dating?
I'm actually scared of online dating.
And
but
why is that?
Because of people are like not genuine. Like they are not genuine. I remember first time I had Tinder. I opened my account. I put my pictures there, and this person inboxed me. And they were like, oh, okay, you're living with albinism, right? I'm like, why is that even a question? Like, why are you asking me that before even greeting me?
Sure.
And then they're like, oh no, I'm just looking, you know, to taste a person with albinism. I blocked them.
What?
It was
Batung.
Yeah, it was
people are sick.
Yo, the fetish, it's a snack, it's a.
So he wanted a sexual favor from
you.
Yes,
they were like, I want to taste
so
someone.
That's a red flag, ne?
Yeah, it's so, I don't know, like, why do you want to, there is nothing different. It's a red flag, yeah, it is.
So you wouldn't, you would say that kadi online dating, it's a bit dangerous for a person living with albinism?
I don't want to say it's a bit dangerous, it's just that obviously I just don't like it because I've never, with all the people I've dated, I've never like met them online dating or like they've never really, like they didn't approach me like, you're cute. It was the thing of like, okay, now I'm with Katli, for example, and then like we spend a lot of time with each other and suddenly there is like chemistry. Mm. I've never really met a person be like, you're cute, I would love to date with you. No, it was like that thing of like us having feelings for each other and then like after maybe accepting that we have feelings for each other and then like talking about it, be like, okay, I actually feel tingly with you. Yeah, so I've never really like like dated in a way gore motho atle a mpotse gore I'm cute or like nna ke lata motho. So that is like
azanka la shelwa
azanka ka shelwa or like azanka ka shelwa motho o mo. So it's so weird for me, like it's still weird to this day because I've never, with all the people I've dated, I've never, like, you know, started with communication. It's always feelings first.
It's always feelings first.
Yes.
And so now, how does this, how do you start this? What are now these your friends or that you end up dating? How does it work?
No, it's
when you
not,
say like it's chemistry, you spend time with them.
It's not like friends. It's like, obviously, when you're, I started dating in boarding, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, not like in high school, in primary.
So in you were dating in primary?
I didn't date. I kissed a boy in primary. In
primary. You liked it.
Yes. My 2K one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that happened because of, obviously, the boy was like a superstar football player. So...
And about us, don't you worry.
We're like the boy.
So, obviously, so honale this place where in my primary school, like, Richinta Diapa, and everything. So this other time he was alone preparing for to go to a soccer practice match, and I went there, and I didn't have feelings for that person before. So that time I don't know what happened. I don't know, I feel like spirits or something was just going through the room. I started feeling something because of, I literally went there and I was like, what are you doing? And then that's when I discovered, oh, What am I feeling? Obviously, I'm still like,
young.
I'm still young. Like, I'm confused. What am I feeling? And, you know, everything led to one another, like, you know, touching. And now we kissed. And then the boy obviously was, I cannot say he is gay. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Mm.
But like, yeah, he never dated a boy. So we kissed and like, it was weird for both of us. So yeah, that's...
That's how it all began.
Yeah. Kana ko
primary.
Kamaru ko primary.
In high school, you also dated.
No accent.
High school, I also dated.
Yeah. Mm. So, I know. I high school, I said that was a cum laude.
Accent.
That's
like, in primary, yeah, I started like kissing that part. Uh-huh. Like, maybe in grade, I think it's grade 6. I was still little. I was in Exalwana.
Mapimpan.
So would you say, like, because I know Rubanaba school, but you're saying that you went to a different school. How's the rejection now as an adult? Because you mentioned that some people would even go to a level of stooping low to say one is cursed to have to albinism.
Okay, so after joining Tinder, I was like, okay, Tinder, you know, it's not my thing.
Mm.
I deleted Tinder and I was introduced to Grindr.
Oh my gosh, that site.
Yes.
No more.
The hookup app.
Yeah.
So I went there, obviously. I was so scared of, you know, plastering my pictures on Grindr.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, it was just...
Avatar.
Yeah, it did not have pictures. So I met this guy and we talked. I'm like, okay, that point where we had to send each other pictures, I sent him my pictures. Like, okay, the first person blocked me instantly after
you sent him.
Yeah, oh, no. Like, blocked me.
That's rude.
They blocked me. Okay, so the second person was like, actually, not to be rude, Ne, but I don't want to date people with albinism because of it's considered a curse in my religion. And yeah, that statement alone literally opened me up, and my insecurities, like, I was like, I'm done with online dating.
With online, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from, because I've also faced a lot of rejection, and I've always said the reason why I end up sometimes dating certain people because bougie. Mm. Not because they're sorry, they'll go for someone like me.
Yeah.
I mean, you go on Grindr, you see guys that will post things like no fats, no fems,
yes.
You know, and
which no is short not, people.
No short people.
Yes.
And I'm just like, okay, no, it's fine. It's your preference. We understand you. And then you look at that person, and it has been the biggest thing in the queer community whereby that level of rejection that people do is it totally leaves me so confused. Are we that shallow? Yeah, or we cannot love people with certain body structures or certain disabilities, we can just inject it. No, I'm using it.
You know, I feel as though it's okay for people to have their preferences.
I always say that. Yes, yeah. True.
And my problem starts when there's an ethnic reason, meaning that a certain culture is perpetuating. For example, he's saying that according to my culture, it is perceived bad luck to date somebody evil. Living with albinism. That I have a problem with it, because now it means we are sitting with a problem in Africa again for more and more years, because now you guys are going to base your nonsense logic on culture as if this culture doesn't evolve. You know, it's okay that back in the days things were happening, but
those
right now
we're man-made. That's how I view culture. No, and I'm just like,
exactly, and it doesn't mean we can't educate each other, because it's like this gay thing where they would say that it's a Western influence, and you would go to the outskirts.
Have you read
of
our history
of Nigeria? You would go to Yoruba, and you would see that there's a gay in every community.
Exactly.
Yeah, and before colonization,
yeah,
like I think in Ghana or something. Like homosexuality was allowed. That word is, I don't know. I don't like it. But anyways, yeah, it was allowed. So the king can marry a guy.
Yes.
So, but obviously after colonization, you know, white people saying
it to be done. That's why I'm saying if it's based on cultural reasons, then your preference is bullshit, because you are not teaching us to love one another.
But also another thing, when you are going to go on Grindr, also besides culture and everything, I become so offended when somebody says that, when they say no fats, no femmes, no, you know, it's that level of rejection that makes people to not feel confident about themselves.
Yeah.
To make people feel like they are less than than any other human being. Mm. It's okay, have your preference, but don't put it as a status as well. Mm. To say how shallow can one be, you know. It really does offend me. That's why sometimes there was other guy, I wanted to catfish him because he said no fats, no femmes. Mm. And then so I didn't have my profile. Mm. Mm-hmm. This is like years since I haven't done Grindr in years. Mm. And then I was chatting to him because a part of me, you know, to say so which means you don't have an opportunity to love someone who's chubby or who's plus size or just a bit feminine, but because you assume, because he assumes, and then I am butch acting.
For me, actually, like those preferences, I am not okay with. If someone is saying no fats, no fam, I would never date that person, because for me, look at yourself. Why wouldn't you want to date a big person? Why? Is it because of the beauty standards? Is it because of you have do a self introspection? You will see actually that your rationale behind no fats, no femme, no blah blah blah, no bullshit, it's nonsensical. So I don't like people who have those preferences. For me, I leave them out. I run.
And there was this this other guy who said on his profile is like, if we meet and then I find you that you're feminine acting, I will leave you there immediately.
Then goodbye.
what is it like?
What is it about homosexuality that, like, guys, decayed in Alimatata, guys? This is, for me, it's like huge. And especially the black community.
Exactly.
The black community, because when I look at white relationships, how now who's top, who's bottom, and then ubanu baba sendlini, ubanu mama sendlini. We have taken those standards about to us straight and made them our own.
Yeah. And that is actually wrong.
And then now this same-sex relationship doesn't make sense. Why do you try and make sense of it? Wooty, I'm top, you are bottom. It already doesn't make sense. Right. You know,
that's why I was even saying that on the other episode. I'm like, the bottom, exactly. You want to tell them that you can't get an erection at some point, whereby everyone's like, no, I am bottom. Literally, we are 95% is bottom, 5% is top. And on 1%, 4% is top, 1% is verse, 90, mang, thing. Born, I am bottom, I want ing. And I'm just like, I have never really dated a person because of their masculinity.
I think the traces of heteronormative cultures are being seen in the LGBTI community, especially the black queer community.
True.
The traces of wanting to replicate something that we are not is very evident, and it is tearing us apart instead of assisting us to understand that sexuality is something that is fluid. You know, it doesn't have a therefore. It cannot be shaped. We can't conform to anything. It's how you feel. And at that time, you are looking for something that can complement you, not an exact shape or a mamaka. So therefore, I expect in a relationship to get, because it's not going to be like that.
Just to add on that, like, I find it, Kanti, what is being gay? Like, if we're now rich, what is being gay? I get it. Being gay is a mixture of femininity and masculinity. So, Kanti, when I unyaka moto umu masculine or raure, it's some of the straight.
Yes, when I
ask you. People about bora, she's true about bora.
But I want to ask you something when it comes to this whole relationship, Barking. Conformment with you being an albinism,
living with albinism.
Yes. Do you ever see yourself falling in love purely based on the fact that you want to be loved and you also want to offer love to someone else without having to look at all these, you know, stereotypical issues that people are now addressing that is really not relevant?
Yeah. I do see myself loving someone and that person loving me without, you know, any expectations or standards or like any discriminatory issues towards me. So yeah, I do see myself loving a person, another person, and that person reciprocating that love unconditionally.
Wow.
Have you ever dated someone so handsome? And this is like I'm asking you guys, or someone so pretty, and you end up not seeing anything hot about them,
yeah,
because of the character that the person that they are, and that's been one of my biggest thing. I was once with someone who was very very handsome, you know, cooking team and everything. I tell you till today, that man I'm winning next. I just see someone who is just pure evil, and who's whereby we, if we had to learn to judge people based on character, we would do so well.
Because I've had a proximity of someone that was very obsessed with looks to a point whereby the personality was so shitty, like so shitty that it would be so difficult for me to sit with this person without arguing, because honestly speaking, you throw yourself around and you throw your weight around, and because you look so good, you're well dressed, but you don't necessarily have the skills, the human skills, to wait for somebody to talk, and then you can talk later. You think, hore, life is Instagram, and bupilo abu jual. Bupilo as Instagram.
Do you think we both have problems?
Yeah. Because you have a shitty personality, but you are good looking. That I've had an encounter
so
with
many
such,
times.
And it's so sad to see that. Mm-hmm. It's a defense mechanism, and it's okay because when I mutu we don't see ourselves that we are toxic.
Toxic.
We are all complaining about toxicity, but no one can say, guys, nage toxic ihle
and a capital smart.
No, but you know, Rushiro was born
toxic. I'm very toxic.
Everyone is toxic. Everyone is toxic.
It's not even about personality, it's about behavior. You can be the hottest guy under the sun or hottest girl under the sun, but also your behavior, the way you also, you know, hold yourself, the way you portray your external image,
yeah,
also turns people, a lot of people, well, it turns me off, because you could be the hottest thing under the sun, forget your personality, but how you behave as well. It is for me, young biri sakamohar, because you like But why are you so pompous about yourself when you behaving like a shitty guy?
My best friend Titi once said, you know, because every time when I'm with, like, oh, you look so hot. Mm. And Titi, it's like, oh, thank you. It's like, you know what? I don't understand when people keep on saying I look so hot. I look, it's as if I sat there and I chose this look. That's another thing to say. At the end of the day, the thing that you need to be working on is your character, because you didn't sit there and you chose the way you look. Yeah. To understand.
You know, there's something that I dealt with during the week where it really bothered me. I even asked my mom, I said, do I really look like a girl? Somebody was in my, as usual, stumbled in my inbox and we're going up and down. And then the following day, you know, 3 days later, he's like, I want you to be my woman. And I'm like, you do know that I am a man. He says, what? You know, with the emojis. I'm like, I'm a gay man. He says, I thought you were a woman. And I asked him the question, do I look like a woman? You've already seen the pics on my profile. Yes. Plenty of them. Where does it look like I'm a
guys,
woman?
Guys,
number one, kulisani nchebe, guys.
No.
But do I really look like a woman? I don't think I look like a woman.
You don't.
He was just being nasty.
Yeah.
Because honestly speaking, he knew he was speaking to a gay guy. He probably wanted to see how far I was going to take it.
Yeah.
And why do people get shocked when they DM you and you respond to their DMs like, oh no, I didn't expect.
Yeah, no, you know.
So why did you DM me?
I mean, serious.
So it's starting to bother you. Is it?
It
it's
does.
Not the first
it really
time
does.
Either.
Like even now, every straight guy, because they say they're straight, every straight guy that inboxes me that I choose to respond to, I always say, you are aware that, like one who sent me a text last night in inbox, DM, Instagram. Hi, hello, beautiful. How are you? Thank you for the compliment. Mm. You do know that I'm a guy. He's like, I know, but I'm just saying you're beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I don't want to find myself having to say to another person, you do know that I'm a gay guy. Why should it get to that point?
And that's why ubona ngore even go Twitter, more Instagram, more Facebook, but ba kentse di rainbow profile.
Yeah,
guys, please.
Let's cut.
Know what you're going to deal with when you come here.
Another thing, success that I always have seen, how liberal my gay ma 2000.
We should be. We should be. Why not?
I'm a vandal.
That's because of, I don't know, maybe it's because of, obviously, people are not, like, are more accepting now than they were, like, in Nakotsela Zahal.
And you guys date each other. That's the nicest thing. You don't aspire to date, like, older men.
Some people do because of Instagram and they want to be, like, Kardashians and what, but
the
most...
Kardashians of their own mind.
Yeah, some people do. I carry, you know, some people do, but, like, you know.
But also, why lina li problem le rena di cross mute tse gold?
Oh no.
Because here again, ba no ri u bo kuku ba ba nyaka mo. Nako ya bona e fitile.
I remember going to Liquid Blue, guys. Listen, I'm a queue there. I was at Liquid Blue and then I'm sitting there and I started laughing. I'm like, are you aware this used to be us? Because now we've outgrown.
Up and down.
Even like, you know, the way in the short shorts, crop top, hair and everything. I'm like, wow.
Marale, give me a fear for call.
Yeah, we need to show you guys. Like, I'm gay and proud. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. I'm sure even people that were fighting for this day to come, they're very happy wherever they are. Even lesbians and gays that have lost their lives, they are so happy with how the journey has come.
Aluta continue.
Guys,
here again, I just let us
they always call us
we just
old.
Want to sit down and have a drink.
I forgot. but Nje, the older gay guys, man, I cannot even paraphrase it. But it was just saying something about the older generation. Ronabo the 80 man.
Antique.
Bola Sizo have paved the way, guys.
Yeah. Let's you know.
I mean, Narciso is very, very flamboyant, and he lives the world the best of both, because he can be extremely feminine and wear the hair and come back and be masculine, which is something that I've always fought for. Say, sometimes I became so tired to go into spaces where I've been told, you're not gay enough. Sometimes I would be told that.
Yeah.
Say you're not gay enough, or sometimes you tell me you're too gay. Or you know, I'm just like, hey man.
Let me tell you, Narciso, it because of Narciso, I don't know. Many people will be like, you're gay. Oh, do you remind me of Narciso? I'm like, okay, anyways, but what my point is he has paved the, like, he has made people accept that they are gays, lesbians, like people, everyone, like sexuality needs to be explored. And I like the fact that, like, sometimes he's like, he wears masculine and he's masculine. Sometimes makeups and Nicki Minaj's.
So Archie, just in closing, for me, what would you advise a young boy or a young girl living with albinism today? What would you tell them? How would you assist them conduct themselves so that they make their lives safer and more comfortable?
First things first, take care of yourself and take care of your skin. Our skin is sensitive. So, Clola sunscreen, because of, I've seen many people with albinism about really sunscreen, and that is a concern to me because of Clola cancer. Clola sunscreen, I don't know. And
is like, it, isn't like sunscreen supposed to be like the basic thing that you, some people, living with albinism, a person would use?
Yeah, some people, obviously, some people don't. I can see why, obviously, maybe nationally a different experience, but. Now, in boarding school, people didn't like Hotwala sunscreen. So, Hotwala sunscreen, Lena actually didn't like it.
Mm.
But, anyways, I came to realize.
Also, or it's Sasa sunscreen.
Yeah,
or
Tola. No, Tola.
There goes the
sunscreen. Kobisa. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other thing is, obviously, you, from people who went to, like, living with albinism and going to mainstream schools, learn, like, accept yourself, learn that, like, learn to live with albinism, like, meaning learn to navigate life with albinism, in a sense, you must understand, or you're partially sighted, or you must understand, or your eyes are sensitive to light, you must understand, or your skin is sensitive as well, so, like, learn to live with albinism, so that hemoto omonga to provoke, ari, yeah, we, na leswebe, or what, you know, they use those derogatory names, like, you must just be like, it's fine, like, just learn to accept yourself, because of people like about offender, it gets a penetrator when you have accepted yourself.
Oh, powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, do you know what I've learned with using, when I did my show on Mzansi Magic, where I got 2 nominees, but I didn't win an award. The softer award, I still want one. So I started using Stoodla Sokobo, because I want people to understand, Guti, don't think I walk past the mirror and I don't see what's happening here.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes people will come with that and they'll come for you and they'll destroy you. And also, I learned one thing. The other time, I was doing a show with Boiti, and Boiti said something to me. He said, sometimes you don't have to speak ill of yourself to make other people feel comfortable around you. Because sometimes it's easy for you to keep on calling yourself, nah, pelem lang is dude, hacho.
Yeah.
And then so that people will start now feeling a certain way. Mm. So it's like, don't ever do that. And there was a time literally stopped. Yeah. Whereby now I walk into the room, there is no way you're going to miss me. Life is a gift. And I think that we need to learn to live it. And with so many people that we've lost, you know, we need to start taking care of each other, and most importantly, let's learn to be kind. Guys, we are not kind to each other.
No,
definitely
never.
We are not.
We are not kind. Like, I learned that the hard way, when I see the things that people will say about me that don't even know me, to say, but that is not kind.
Mm.
Think about your siblings. Think about someone, or if that had to happen to someone close to you. Like, if we can learn to be sensitive, don't swear at people because you want to get followers. It is not a right thing. And the worst thing is that you are swearing at me, but the worst is happening in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that said, like, Archie success. I love you and thank you so much for coming through.
Oh, thank you,
thank
so,
you
much.
So much for having me.
It was so eye-opening. I've been quiet the whole episode because you fed us with so much information that we were not even well informed about. So thank you.
So what can we expect from you? Are we going to see your pride? What's in your
obvious office? I really want to experience you.
You are coming with me.
You
to
are
pride.
Coming. Yes, you're coming with us.
Okay, you are coming. Yes, you are coming with us to
pride. I want to experience. I just want to experience the mainstream gay side. Obviously, na karatagori. I've had my gay. I don't know the secret gay side, but I want to experience the mainstream gay. Yeah,
I love the mainstream gay. Let me tell you why. Mm. Have you ever said to them, you look at yourself? Now I know how to laugh at ourselves. Sometimes really gay rachatats, really lesbian.
We become so much.
We become so much.
And
I love those spaces, guys.
Godly priding, you're going to see so many diverse people. Like there's so many people living with albinism that are there. We've got our gay people on the wheelchairs. Like it's such an open place to be, and we embrace each other.
Yeah, so I really want to attend Pride.
No,
I cannot wait to attend
Pride.
Let
the country open. We will go with you. Yeah.
We'll go definitely. Yeah. Oh my, this has been so awesome, guys! Yeah. Thank you so much. The Queer Way of Life with me, Bougie, with Amanda. Kathy, and of course, joined by the one and only Archie Success.
No way, Chomi. I felt like wearing kwai kwai.
It's a good thing this time we're all matching. See? Because last time, Ninghatele, it's about to look at the rainbow colors more. Anyway, guys, with that being said, thank you so much. And thank you for choosing the podcast and Chill Network all the time. We appreciate you. We see you. We love you. And most importantly, if you want to come through, you can DM us if you still want to be like, oh, Archie Success. Yeah. You know, we love having, this is not a celebrity chat show. I've always said.
It's for the people.
It's for the people. So just reach out. We're here for you. And if you would like to start your podcast, very simple. Just send an email to podcast@mashabela.co.za and you can do your thing. As well, ngaphandle swiri. Tina Sentand. With that being said, goodbye. Bye. Bye.
This is the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.